Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Roll call today as Russian President Vladimir Putin's new draft came into effect. Russia wants 300,000 new soldiers to reverse recent losses in Ukraine. But many Russians don't want to serve. Human rights groups say more than 1,000 demonstrators have been arrested. Putin seems so desperate, he's threatening to use nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Blinken tonight calling on the UN Security Council to send a message.
These reckless nuclear threats must stop immediately.
Just 2 miles across the Russian border, Ukrainians are undeterred. Ukrainian forces recently drove Russian troops from the town of Kozachka-Lapan.
What do you think about Russia's partial mobilization, that Putin is trying to round up hundreds of thousands of more troops to send them here?
They're unqualified cannon fodder, and they will be killed here, says Andriy. Local mayor Vyacheslav Zodorenko was one of the first Ukrainians to enter Kozachka-Lapan. He cut down the Russian flag, and then he found his mother. My golden boy, I knew you would liberate me, she says.
Are you worried that there's going to be a new Russian offensive, that Russia's going to come back stronger than it was before?
It doesn't matter how many people they're mobilizing, the mayor says. The whole of Ukraine will rise against them.
Tomorrow, in areas still occupied by Russian troops, Ukrainians will start voting to permanently join up with Russia. Critics call the vote a sham.
How could it not be a sham? How could it not be? The Russians are at war with a country, Ukraine. And Ukraine is occupied in certain areas by Russian forces in a live war, and they're going to have an election. Come on. This is back crap stuff, really. Putin cannot win. He could, actually prevail in this sham election. I just want everybody to pay attention. I just, because he's a very close friend of the Trump, and I just want you to see what the future might look like with regard to sham elections, counting votes, who gets to count them, voting while under occupation or duress. You know, I will tell you, I think it was Sweden or Finland, one of the Nordic countries actually put out a video last night saying, hey, if you could have an election in an occupied Ukrainian city that is being occupied by, unwelcome forces, then we can have the people vote to annex themselves to Sweden. So let's put Sweden on the ballot too and ask them, do they want to come under Russian rule, or would you like to be part of Sweden? That's how ridiculous this thing is. And I have to tell you that they're burning recruitment centers in Russia. They're literally setting fire to recruiters' offices in St. Petersburg and in Dagestan, yes, and in far-flung places, because they don't want to fight. Think about it this way. You weren't even allowed to say that this special operation was war for 7 damn months in Russia without facing the bar of injustice at the behest of Putin. I mean, the Russians weren't even allowed to call this a war. They had to call it a special operation. Now, all of a sudden, they're mobilizing every living, breathing man that they can get their hands on, whether they're in prison or they're 60 or they're 50 or they're disabled or they're whatever. They're just rounded students. They're going into schools. Protesters, by the way, the protesters that you see, not only are they being threatened with jail and taken into the paddy wagon to be brought down to the jailhouse, but then they're conscripted. Then they are put on a bus and sent to Ukraine. How does Putin expect to win when the dissidents, the people that are against what he's doing, are the ones that he's recruiting and giving guns to who are going to Ukraine? Some of them have said they will cut their fingers off so that they can't fire a gun. because they will never shoot a Ukrainian. How in the world can this man win? He can't. So that's why the sham election. Here's what he's doing, just so you're aware of what is going on in this world and how many decent souls walk this earth with us, whether you understand their language or their culture or how it got this bad or not, okay? Russians, Iranians, you have an entire generation, Gen Z for the most part, Gen X, a couple of millennials thrown in there, that are so sick of all of the oppression. They're just so tired of the lies. They're just so tired of being strangled, you know, of having their lives suffocated out from under them just because they have an autocratic leader like a mullah or a Putin or Trump, okay? They're just sick of it. They're sick of the lies. They're sick of the oppression. They're sick of being suffocated. They're sick of, you know, not knowing what's true and what's not true on the TV. People are just disgusted and tired and pushing back against this oppression, pushing back against suffocation. And they want to breathe free. They want freedom. So you have people in Russia that are doing it. You have people in Iran that are doing it. You have people in America who are doing it. And, you know, so what Putin, all he has left is to do this sham election, okay? Because this is the last bastion of tyrants. Doesn't matter who votes, matters who counts the votes. He's at the end of that proposition. And so in occupied regions like Luhansk and, you know, the Donbass region, you know which ones I'm talking about, right? Don't ask. So he's having the sham election. When the people are counted by his, you know, authority, they will have voted. I mean, there's just no question. They will have voted to be with Russia. They will have voted to declare themselves Russian territory. And then Putin will be able to turn around and say to the world that he needs to defend Russian territory and that in defense of Russian territory, he is allowed and permitted to use nuclear weapons. And that is where we are. That is what is going on over there. That is what is happening, and people are not having very much of it. Now, I'm watching, you know, a lot of the people, you know, you're seeing these repetitive scenes of people loaded onto buses. And you see, you know, some mainstream Russians loaded onto buses, and then they go out in the field. They all pass around copious amounts of vodka. They get ridiculously drunk and they start screaming like, why are we dying for this guy? Why are we even going there? You know, and having second and third and fourth thoughts. But if they don't get on the bus, they will be put on the bus. They will be, you know, deported. They will be to Ukraine, right? And then I'm looking at some of the regions, and because Americans aren't very familiar with regions in Russia, and Russia is ginormous. I mean, it's enormous. I forget how many time zones that swath of land covers. But I know that for the most part, Americans think that when they think of Russia, you probably think of St. Petersburg and Moscow and maybe some suburbs. I don't know, you know, but that is not Russia. That is part of those are the cities, the main cities of Russia. It's the seat of government in Russia. OK, but Russia is ginormous. And I'm looking at where he's getting some of these people, and he's going to there are cities that are near the Arctic Circle. Have you ever seen the pictures? This is kind of a famous picture of, I think it's a girl where her eyelashes are white, okay, frozen eyelashes, and her whole face is frozen. So that's part of this region near the Arctic Circle. It's the coldest inhabited region of the globe. That's where he's going to get people. And he's going to rural Russia to get people. And let me tell you, I keep on trying to express this to you. Don't underestimate the power of Russian mothers. They are going to demand that Putin go. They're going to and the oligarchs, they just might go for that.